Good.
You have a game to scoreboard tonight?
No, no scoreboard. And can I just say one thing, being a parent, that was tough duty. I'd rather be on the NFL sideline than run a JV scoreboard any day of the week.
What is your parents yelling at you?
I'm not getting into it, but it'll probably be the last time I ever work the scoreboard. That's all I'm going to say on that.
Coach, in terms of Navarro's playmaker, when you saw him in that first Kansas City game, what did you see in that game and what have you seen since?
Number one, a great professional. How he takes pride every day in his preparation, how he needs to, just how he learns the offense and his study and understanding and just the growth that he's done since that first week to now of really learning new languages, new how you say certain things, but it's been outstanding. He's such a pro to be around and comes to work with the right mindset every day, you know, for the younger players to be able to see a veteran like that and how he works.
Jack talked about the calming influence for some of
the
guys.
Oh, no doubt.
How do you see that on the field?
Oh, it's been outstanding and think, you know, that calming influence, it starts even with me when you're communicating through the headset and being able to, you know, just get guys calmed down. And he has that. He's a very, you know, soft-spoken but a very hard-hitting type of guy that, you know, he tries to keep everybody just calm out there and, you know, to be able to focus and breathe and play the next play.
Sack, whatever you want to call it, that Mac did where he basically pulled the ball away.
Yeah.
Like going back and watching that on tape, that must be something special.
That was wow. I mean, when it happened, it was a wow fact. Yeah, it's one of those wow plays that he's a great player, and great players make great plays like that. And his effort alone throughout the whole game of how he rushes, how he attacks certain things, it was unbelievable.
You guys have gotten the three turnovers over the last 2 weeks, but the timing of them has been pretty good. One in the end zone, two.
I think we've handled that. Anytime you get a sudden change, turnover like that, what we want to talk about, number one, you know, our focus on sudden changes, we get more airtime for the defense. They get to go out there and play again. And how they responded in that, especially how Khalil did that of taking the ball away to take points, you know, really save points off the board, not only them not getting three, but the defense really rising up. So that's always been an emphasis anywhere defensively. You gotta have a great mindset when you go out there with sudden change. And I think the best way to, you know, to explain it to the players is they get more TV time, more air time, and they get to go out there and show what they're doing.
Have you seen Obi respond from the New England game to the past two
games? Well, I think with rookies, anytime there's a growth. And sometimes, you know, you keep building each and every day. You come to work. You lean on the veterans to learn certain things because there's always highs and lows in this profession. And I think the one thing Obi's done, he's come to work every day. He keeps preparing, and he's ready for his next opportunity. And when his opportunity is going to be called upon, he's got to go out there and he's got to perform. And I think there's always that growth, and you're going to have different ways how rookies handle certain things. It's a different business, you know, at this level, coming from college, and I think they're growing in their understanding, and it's all a learning process.
Is he still a safety in your mind?
I think he's an athlete back there. I still see him as a safety, but he has ability that he's shown to, you know, to be able to play corner, and you'd like to have all types of guys, whether. You always have to be in emergency situations, and I think to have guys prepared for dual roles, from inside to outside linebacker, from nose tackle to defensive end, you got to be able to have those spots. So we've been always, you're always preparing for those situations.
What were your impressions of Nicholas Morrow when you guys got him this year, and how has he played?
Well, the one thing that's always stood out about Nick is he's fast. He can run. He's got great speed. I think, you know, Coach Sal's done a heck of a job of what he's done. Great job by Reggie being able to, you know, find a free agent like that. And just his production alone to be able to do what he's doing out there, I think it stands for a lot. The players around him, helping him grow. But it's also, you know, how Coach Sal and Coach Sam have done to grow those guys as a young player. And the amount of plays that he's played has been outstanding. So he's still a rookie. He still goes through those little mistakes, but he's doing a great job right now.
Are there course this year?
Just understanding where the game starts to slow down and he starts seeing more things, okay? He hadn't seen everything yet. So when certain things happen, sometimes offensively, like Coach just said, out there on the field, read your keys and react. So an offense is going to do something that we haven't seen or they may have ran weeks ago. So that's why we have fundamentals and techniques. And I think as a young player, you grow through this process of doing those things. And I think you got to read your keys and react. And I think he's growing in that.
You're asking him to cover a lot of tight ends and running backs.
Yeah.
Something you saw right away in the camp that he could do or something he's kind of learned?
Well, I think he noticed it. And like we said, his speed is, you know, something outstanding. And, you know, you got to play with great leverage. I think it's more of a leverage. It's always with younger players, it's learning the leverage of how you have to play. He had tight coverage on that, you know, in that man-to-man coverage that we have. 88 from the job made a heck of a catch. And, you know, he'll learn certain things of, you know, basically how to finish on certain things like that. But a guy made a heck of a catch. So,
Coach, how does the defense facing Jared Cook in practice prepare for the challenges of a guy like Travis Kelce?
Well, I think you're always looking at training camp of those types of matchups of all our tight ends, you know, where you get big physical guys, you get guys that are mismatched to run. And I think that always goes to prepare for certain guys that you're going to face during the season. Are we seeing those guys right now? No, because we go different looks in certain ways, but I think the younger players that are running those look squads get that opportunity. But it really goes back to OTAs, training camp of techniques and fundamentals of how you defend guys like that. And I think that helps. You know, we always get some opportunities to go against the offense, so guys are always using that opportunity to get prepared for this week.
Speaking of how you defend guys, Tyreek Hill, his speed.
Yeah.
How?
Pray a lot. He's fast, and you got to have, he's a, what we call a, he is a true game wrecker. He's got speed that gets over the top, and we got to go out there and we got to defend him. We got to, you know, eliminate those explosives. He's an explosive, dynamic player that can change a game, which we've already seen before, and we got to understand that and keep coaching those points of how these guys get downfield a certain way. So we got to do a good job of defending it. He's great at getting over the top of defenses.
How do you think Bruce Irvin's had an uptick in sacks and pressures and things like that?
I think the guys have just been, you know, working hard and come really, you know, taking ownership of what they need to get done. And Bruce's focus has been outstanding of what he needs to go and get done. And it's about effort and guys just getting off the football and going after the quarterback. And I think when you got a guy on the other side of Khalil Mack, you know, we want that edge pressure, and Bruce understands that.
When you look at the film from Sunday of the Chiefs, they only ran, I think, 46 offensive plays,
yeah,
but they put up 31 points.
Yeah.
They totaled 474 yards.
Yeah.
What struck you?
320 by number 11,
yeah,
number 87, number,
right,
10. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll add more numbers to your,
yeah,
numbers.
What struck you?
Explosive. They're efficient. The one thing about seeing this offense all the time, they're – you have to be on top and understand the leverages of how they're attacking certain things. There's so much to their offense. They do a great job. When you say efficient offense, that's an efficient offense. You can run 46 plays and score 31 points the way they do. And you know, they attack. They're explosive. They got skilled positions all over the place. And the quarterback's playing at a high level that we got to go out there and defend that.
Several times,
right?
When you see that, when you see somebody like that often, is it maybe more of a chess match than a team that you would normally see?
Well, I think anytime you play division games like that, and the opportunity that I had to be in this division that long, I think, yeah, you have more of what they're doing. That's why you gotta be ready to defend everything. You know, it's just, they do so much, and they do it at a high level, and you just got to make sure that we understand what they're trying to do and play fast.
Nico, what have you touched upon him a little bit last week, and yet
yeah,
he comes up again with a third down sack.
Yeah.
As he streams together
those types of impact right. plays? I guess what impression has he left upon you?
Hard working, hell of a just a grinder, a guy that's got grit, comes to work every day and just battles. I mean, that sack he had last week was, you know, a lot of power, a lot of strength inside. He's been getting great pressure, great push up the middle, and that's something we always need, you know, especially with the guys off the edge. You like those guys coming up the middle, and I think he's done a great job. Coach Franklin's done a heck of a job with those guys the last 3 weeks of getting them to understand, you know, how our rush plan is and how we're attacking certain things. And I think, you know, Danico's one of those guys that just comes to work every day, puts his hand on the ground, and let's go, gets after the quarterback.
Thank you.